Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome again to the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth. I'm Frederick Penny, your host, with my co-host Denise Dirks and our producer Cal Hunter. Call us at 855-529-7234. Again, 855-529-7234 if you want to call in and talk to us, or go to info@radiolawtalk.com. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek counsel. We are not giving you legal advice. You can kind of use us when you're just around the dinner table with the in-laws, but other than that, do not use us. This thing is blowing by. We're having a lot of fun, Denise and I, and Cal, but we've gone over some really interesting things. But let me tell you right now, we've saved best for last. We're going to talk about goat grazing laws and some issues about goat grazing. And Denise was just reminding me, outside of our studio, we have an open space, beautiful open space easement that's massive. And, of course, here in the West Coast, we're worried about fires. And sure enough, we see every year goats and sheep, just hundreds of them in there grazing. And naturally, what's what I love about this, Denise, this is where conservatives and liberals get along. I mean, that is the best way to clear things, not using machinery with fuel, with fire danger, or poison. You use the goats and the sheep, and they just annihilate it all, and it's safer for fires,
and
right?
And think how good the meat tastes afterward. I mean, think about that.
I'm not going to eat goat. But I'll tell you, a lot of individuals do
I
like goat.
I have eaten goat at an Indian restaurant, and it is absolutely delicious.
There's a number
and
of
I love lamb.
A lot of Hispanic people. Yeah. I mean, this is not being. But I know that my Hispanic friends, they like goat.
Oh yeah.
But I'm not a goat guy. But the lamb is pretty dang good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what a great opportunity to balance everything out. Talk about the ultimate balance of nature and balance of people's beliefs and feelings. I don't know of anyone I've heard, conservative, liberal, moderate, that has complained or fought over this issue.
Right, who would say my life would be good except for those stupid goats? And
everyone agrees right. They love it, right, Denise?
Except for perhaps our Congress people.
That's exactly right. And so what is happening is, in California, the biggest issue is fire. Other than this past year where we've had some water, this place is burning up. And, you know, everyone in the Midwest was like, yeah, good for you guys, burn. Sometimes you wonder, right?
Until they're in Utah or Nevada and a range fire comes
over. Yeah, and that's exactly right.
It's different, right?
That's right, Cal. Oh, and so what happens is these goats and these sheep knock it out really good. Now, the individuals, you need individuals to take care of these goats and these sheep. And apparently, about 400 sheep and goats, they have a herder. And I watch these herders. They put up the fencing. This is electric fencing, right? They got to run this fence. They live in the trailers that they, when they move them, they live in these, they pull the trailers around. Most of these individuals are from Peru, and they're on these work visas. And they make between $3,000, $3,500 a month. And all their housing's paid for, their food, their electrical, their telephones, all's paid for. But unfortunately, in California, has some very restrictive employment rules for employers. When I say restrictive, they're pretty strict about overtime. And the issue is, apparently, there are some laws for sheep herder. And I put in quotes, sheep herder. And the new laws that have been passed by California will overcome and cause it that these individuals will get overtime. I can see the workers going, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that is
it's going to cost you your job.
It's goat herders it would cost up to $14,000 a month is what they'll have to make. Because the problem is, what is goat herd? It's a full-time 24-hour job. It's not. They're not working 24 hours.
They're working 12, though.
No, they're working 24. Let me quote. Let me put in quotes. They're working 24 hours, but they're not.
And they're on duty.
They're
but
on
not
duty, yeah. So they're not necessarily stretching fences. They're just watching the goats, right? And watching. Now, the goats and the sheep have these dogs, these special dogs. And the big, they're big, white, and fluffy. They're called, hold on. They're called
cute and really smart.
Yeah, I can't, I'll think of the names.
Are they border collies? No,
they're not.
There's
they're
a bunch of different types of dogs.
No, but that, those, the well, they have the border collies to round them up.
They're herding dogs.
No, but they have the one protection dogs, or the big white ones, and I'll think of what they're called.
Oh, yeah, those English sheep dogs. Yeah.
No, they're big. And they're called, you can look it up, Cal. Look it up. It's the, look up what the big white dogs for protection of sheep and animals. So what has happened is the legislator in California, and this could be West Coast wide, has delayed the rules and laws of California employment law being applied to the sheep herders and the goat herders. Maybe just more of the goat herders, but... And so what's happened now, someone's calling now to tell us what the name of the dogs are. I know what they are.
Barmeo or something like that.
Yeah. So anyway, make a long story short, what they're doing is now it's about ready to...
Australian Shepherds?
Nope. They're not Australian Shepherds. No. They're... anyway, I'll think of them in a minute. So what they're going to do is now they're going to get paid this overtime, and the goat herder, sheep herder companies cannot... Go ahead, Cal. What is it?
Great Pyrenees.
Great Pyrenees. That's exactly what they are. Yeah. I knew that. Great Pyrenees. Awesome. Thank you, the caller. Who called in? What's the first name? You remember?
I wish I did.
Great Pyrenees. Thank you for caller. Called in and told us. So these Great Pyrenees, watch these. And by the way, I can go off on a tangent. Apparently, you don't want two of them together. Because the Great Pyrenees, you want one of them with the sheep, because they learn that those are their friends, and they so apparently that's who they protect. But if there's two of them, the two become friends. You know, the two, and they're not as protective.
Also, they protect each other.
So they're part of the. So anyway, that's why a lot of times you'll just see one.
You know what I heard?
What did you hear?
Sheep. Do you get it?
No, I don't. Oh, herd sheep. Okay, got it. All right. So we're getting...
Wait a minute. Wait. Would you say that again, Denny? You know what I heard?
You know what I heard?
What?
Sheep.
Okay, so...
All right. That's there. A good one. So anyway, that's what's going on. There's a lot of controversy going on with this law and this bill. And we're going to see what happens. Because, you know what? They cannot afford to pay $14,000 a month to sheep herder out of Peru. And so we're going to see what happens.
But I will tell you, those herds are expensive. Mm-hmm. I mean, I looked at them for some of our transmitter sites. Even with the wages that are paid now, the costs are prohibitive. I mean, $5,000-$6,000 a day. Crazy money.
It's crazy. And these individuals are out of Peru, you know. So anyway, there's a shout out to I've heard of these guys. Western Grazers out of Red Bluff, Redding, which is hometown.
That's right.
So, anyway, we got to go back to Romeo and Juliet. Were you talking about Romeo and Juliet, too?
We were, last hour.
Okay. All right, I just went to the grazing thing because I was all excited about that. But
you farmer, you.
It's my farm stuff.
We're going to go back.
It's a big story.
A good story. But let's go back to the Romeo and Juliet. Go ahead. You didn't finish. You're right. I'm sorry.
What's interesting about this Romeo and Juliet is it was a pre-trial motion to dismiss the case by Paramount. And Paramount said there's really no childhood exploitation in this. And they didn't procedurally meet the requirements of this statute that extended the statute of limitations for 1 year for children that have been sexual assault or whatever. So what happens is the judge then made a decision, and you're going to hear that when we come back.
No, well, let's do a case. We'll do that and then case or no case. Yeah. Sorry. We're all over the board. I'm so excited about that. We'll be back.
It's fine, but we did get to talk about sheep and goats, so stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here. Very eclectic in our approach. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
All Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com.
Is this real life?
This is Radio Law Talk.
Oh, I love doggies and little goats and sheep and animals. I'm just a farm guy. But go ahead. I'm sorry I got ahead of myself. Denise, finish up on the Forever Eternal Romeo and Juliet. We just wanted to finish the last part of it.
Yeah, and in this case, it was a pre-trial challenge of the case. And Paramount had done an anti-slap suit, which is basically a suit that challenges anything that could fall within the First Amendment. And when they did that, the court kind of indicated that they were going to grant it. And there were some challenges also procedurally, because under this extended statute of limitations, in order to show that there was child sexual assault, there had to be a certificate of merit that by a licensed mental health professional that there was a reasonable basis to believe that the plaintiffs were subject to sexual assault when they were younger. And they didn't do that. And that is an actual procedural requirement for these type of complaints to fall outside of the statute. And they're also not supposed to be named as persons. They're supposed to be named as Doe. Because remember, when the alleged violations occurred, they were children. So they should not be mentioned as by name. So it looks like this suit might be dismissed by the judge.
Yep, that's exactly right. So, all right, Cal, look, people come here for our third hour, case or no case. So let's get ready with the case or no case. And then I'm going to get into this. We're going to get into two separate things. We're going to get into a person jailed that is a juror. And then I want to talk about the Clean Water Act.
All right, case or no case. Play along, everybody. Here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
And now, Riverside, California. Ed Winninger takes his Fallon family out for a big pizza. Big family, 15 people. Six big pizzas, total bill, $235, plus an extra $50 added on to the ticket as an automatic gratuity that he could not back out or change. It was stuck in the ticket before the total line, and the wait staff said, nothing I can do about it. So first, Ed was furious that he couldn't back out of the 18% because he wanted to tip the guy 25%. And he said since it was before the total on the check, it seemed more like a surcharge or a service fee to me. So he asked the server, what's this? The server said it's the owner's way of jacking up menu prices without telling anybody. And the Ed said, do you get this money? And the server said, well, they run it through my paycheck and I get some of it, but they tax it like crazy. And so Ed said, wait a minute, that's not a tip, that's a service fee. So he called the franchise tax board and said, let me tell you about these people. Is this a potential case or no case? Denise, I think it's your turn. What do you think about this?
I think that's real. Some people do say that it's a 18% gratuity if you have a certain amount of people or more. You know what? This is what happened. This Cal had a big event recently. And when I came in this morning, he complained about the cost of pizza. And I think that this is made up whole cloth. It's a scenario because it does happen. So I'm going to say that this is not a case.
All right.
I'm just going to say that.
That's fair enough. Fred, what do you think about this? If they put the total in before... So, in other words, so you have to pay the gratuity, their amount. And by the way, after that, there's another line that says... If you want to tip more, you can do that. But, you know, Ed was having none of that. He said, no.
Yeah, the answer is that used to be what they're able to do. That used to be allowed. The law passed. They can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
They cannot add a percentage. Because I remember going to restaurants, more than six people or more than eight, mm-hmm. automatic such and such tip.
Right.
And from what I recall, California does not allow, you can't do that anymore. And so that's out. But I don't know. I know that there's some places, I know at arenas, like certain arenas where they have basketball, football, and stuff like that, they are allowed to put a service fee on. And they charge a service fee, and that's exactly what's happened. Because I've talked to and it irritated a bunch of us that go to these events, and because the staff that waits on you does they gets a small percentage of it,
yeah.
And that's really not their tip. So you got a tip, you got to pay a service fee and a tip now instead of just the tip.
Yeah, and the service fee in this case was 18%. If you tipped on top of that, add another 15 or 20.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
It almost doubles the price of the ticket. Yeah.
So the answer is very, very clear about this. It is absolutely not a case. It's a scenario, and Cal's mad about it, and he's happy that we don't have to. So it is pure Cal makeup. Actually, it's not a made up because it's true, but it's something Cal made up.
Well, let me tell you what happened.
Okay.
Because when this did occur to me in this scenario, okay, I did reach out to the Franchise Tax Board,
yes,
and said, what's the law here? And they said, well, if they put it in there and they handle it, they have to, if they give it to the servers, they have to, deduct taxes from it. But if they put it in there and don't tell you they're putting it in there, that violates the California law that Fred refers to, which is no hidden fees.
Right.
So if they didn't tell you they were going to charge you 18% with a large party, that's a hidden fee, and that violates the law. And they said, what's their name and contact information? We'll reach out to them.
And see good. What they,
and I said, man, I'm not going to do that. But anyway, I just wanted to check.
You know what? No, that is, in fact, I know what that was, Cal. You told me it was your family. You had a big family get-together.
Right. Big family deal last week.
And they absolutely, the question is, did they call it a tip or just a, what do they call it on the bill?
They called it a gratuity, but again, it wasn't an option, and they did not say large parties will be charged in 18%.
I don't think they can do that anymore.
That's my point.
I think if it's on the ticket, they can. They have to disclose it.
Yeah, but that's the point. But when we made the reservation, there was no disclosing of
what
that.
You're going to see is you're going to see on the menu that people with six or more will have a gratuity.
Well,
so
you make sure
they disclose it.
I always ask when there's six or seven more, have you already put the tip on this? Yes. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I thought for some reason, why am I thinking they can't do that?
Well,
anymore?
They have to disclose it. And in this case, and I talked to the restaurant manager. He said, you're right. We will amend our menus to reflect that.
Did this come up because of COVID? During COVID, they were doing that?
I wonder about that.
Yeah.
I just think they found a new way to increase price.
We'll be back. We're going to talk about the Clean Water Act and this juror that goes to jail.
More Radio Law Talk is coming up with Fred and Denise. Stay tuned. You won't want to miss it.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
U.S. USA News update.
A lot of my Republican friends, that's costing a lot of money, raising the deficit. Guess what? We cut the deficit. It cut the deficit. $1 trillion. The last guy ballooned the deficit.
President Biden, fresh off the State of the Union, campaigning in Philadelphia Friday, taking on a similar tone to the one he delivers at the State of the Union speech Thursday night at the Capitol.
Folks, our freedoms really are on the ballot this November.
Former President Trump taking to his social media platform, Truth Social, to weigh in on Biden's State of the Union address.
Joe Biden is on the run from his record and lying like crazy to try and escape accountability for the horrific devastation he and his party have created, all the while they continue the very policies that are causing this horror show to go. We cannot take it any longer as a country.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio Lottalk. I like that show.
This is Radio Law Talk.
All right. We were just finishing with Case or No Case. And look, there's a juror. This is in England. All right. In England, apparently a juror was jailed for 6 months for doing the following. Apparently not being honest when they filled out exactly who they are and what they were. They said they retired. This individual man said he was a retired police officer. This is in Liverpool area. A retired police officer of 20 years, where he actually was not retired, but apparently he had been, I'm going to say, released for being for gross misconduct. And during this trial, this was a trial, it was a rape trial, this individual decided to go out after told by the judge and revealed throughout the paperwork that they revealed to do research on his phone, his iPhone, and look at the history and of this individual that was being prosecuted. And not only did that, but came back and told the jurors in deliberation, etc., saying, look, this is what I found. Here's what it shows. Here's what it says. After the judge warned him multiple times, but he continued to do it. And so he said to the judge, as he went to the judge, said, oh, I'm sorry. I did this behavior. Look, I didn't know what I was doing. I had my an individual, my family died. I wasn't thinking straight. I apologize. This was, quote, an innocent blundering. And the judge basically said, no, it ain't. You were going, I told you multiple times, you're going back to the jurors and showing them everything. Basically, he's trying to be a hotshot, right, Denise?
Yeah.
He was all that.
Yeah, he was a former police officer, and he did not disclose that he had been fired for misconduct. And he had been a police officer for 20 years, so the misconduct must have been something pretty significant.
Yeah.
But he said he had retired from the police force, so that was what he had put on his questionnaire, which was not truthful, and those questionnaires are under penalty of perjury.
Right, and basically the judge says, in effect, you thought you knew better than the lawyers in the case while you were doing your research, and you were trying to be the lawyers, and you're unashamed and unrepentant is what the judge said. And so the judge said, see ya, 6 months in jail. And so there you go, jurors. Do not go out. I'm not saying this is England, this is not the United States, but
U.S. is based on English law.
Yeah,
so.
Do not go out and do your own research. Follow what the judge says and the juror. Don't forget, there's reasons why judges are, and we have certain rules and regulations. It's because you want to follow certain standards. And the reason is it tries to make it fair for everyone. And by the way, apparently this individual got off eventually, and what the judge was also mad about is this individual was sitting in jail while waiting this court case, and they had to throw the court case out because this juror did that, and then it took time to get the other new trial going, and he was eventually found not guilty, yet had served all this time in jail waiting for his trial to come to fruition. So it affected all parties. It affected the people had to testify about the case. The quote victims or alleged victims had to testify multiple times, and this individual was found not guilty. He had to sit in jail for a while, and so the judge was pretty upset. So just follow what the judge says. No big deal. Look, Denise, talk about, we can jump around a little bit, talk about the 94-year-old grandmother who gets a big win. And this one's a heartwarming, lovely story.
This 94-year-old grandmother, she owned a condo, and it was seized for payment of outstanding property taxes, which, as everybody knows, if you don't pay your property taxes, the taxing authority can put a lien against your home. And that's what happened. And then what the taxing authorities did was sold the home, paid back the $15,000, and kept the proceeds that went beyond the $15,000 property taxes that was due. This went all the way to the Supreme Court, you guys. And the U.S. Supreme Court, this decision was written by Chief Justice Roberts, and he said, the taxpayer must render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, but no more. And that's a very old statement, basically saying the taxing authorities could only get the $15,000, but not the additional $25,000. And so this 94-year-old grandmother won big. She actually got back the money on the house, and she also got some compensation for the wrongful taking of the monies, and I think this was a really good result.
Oh, of course, good for her for I get it. Sometimes the government has to take some properties for the greater good, and they have that right under the law. But doggone it, you better not profit from it. And who should be profiting from it? Is the property owners that get their money taken, their property taken.
And think about this, Fred and Denise. Mm-hmm. In the big picture, yeah. 15 grand just isn't that much. I'm wondering if there weren't charitable organizations or others who could have stepped up, even equity share companies that say, Grandma, we'll pay your taxes. When you pass, we'd like a part of the title of your home. Something like this. I mean, there's got to be something better than the government saying, we're incentivized to take this old lady's house because if we sell it, we keep the change.
You know what's scary about all that?
Yeah.
What? Is you can't fight the federal government. You can't fight the government.
Well, yeah.
You think this lady could have fought? Obviously, someone stepped up. No, someone, she could not have fought him. You know that. Someone stepped up to help her and fought her. And that's why you have those different, legal organizations that'll step up and,
right.
Help people fight off this type of thing. But what, you know what, it must have been a bureaucrat of someone that was just thinking, you know what, too bad. This is what I'm going to do. What? Really? Come on.
Yeah, I mean, the principle is it's unlawful taking under the Fifth Amendment, right?
Yeah.
And they do this, like if your car is repossessed, they don't, the person that repossessed it, they get paid back. They don't get everything over and above what they're owed. I mean, it's just common sense.
But see, and, Denise, what if you personally, Denise Dirks, the government came and took some of your land, like a large strip of your land, and or took up the house, one of the houses you have, and you're right, Denise, they didn't do it right. Are you going to have the money to fight the federal government all the way to the Supreme Court?
No.
That's the scary part of it.
Right.
That's the scary part, is you can't fight. And I know some individuals that have been just, but they're, you know, I hate to say it, they fought the government and they fought the elected officials and the individuals,
yeah.
Call them names and stuff like that. Yeah. And for 10 years, I think it was 8-10 years, they wouldn't stop.
But an old lady for $15,000,
yeah.
That seems a lot of overreach to me. But
I wonder if she's going to go to, I don't know, for what she's been put through. I wonder if she can sue and say, you owe me for my grief and what I've gone through.
I think she's going to get her fees.
Yeah, I hope she does.
Well, of course, of course.
Do bureaucrats forget there's human beings on the other end of those rules sometimes?
Sometimes they do. Yes, I think they do.
Sad story.
Well, okay, here's the one that's kind of controversial. This is one of the most... even though it's kind of dull, I'm going to say in a way, but it's a major issue. And its thing is the Clean Water Act. Let me tell you, the Clean Water Act by the federal government is I'm going to say in general is intended to do good things. But the question is in the implementation and the definition of things are vague. And not
arbitrary sometimes.
And it's arbitrary at times. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, you know, you get one administration that's going to apply it more strictly, like the Biden administration, or you'll get a more conservative administration that's not going to use it to that extreme. So here's the Supreme Court now says, doggone it, we're going to make the decision on what the Clean Water Act means in different situations. And we're going to go over that. And if you want to call in and you got something to say about it, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or 855-529-7234. Because this will affect all of us to some degree.
Yeah. If you're a grower, it's big news. If you eat food off a farm, it's big news
to
you.
That's exactly right. Or, you know, or if you're, there's, like Denise says, it affects really us sitting outside of our studio.
Pretty much.
We'll be back.
More Radio Law Talk is coming up right here on this great radio station and always on RadioLawTalk.com. We thank you for listening. I invite you to send us an email anytime, info@RadioLawTalk.com. You're welcome to do that, and we try to respond to as many as we can. Thank you.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Are you serious?
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
Well, the Clean Water Act, I believe it was 1972 that law came out. The Clean Water Act was basically to protect wetlands. I mean, that's just the general area. It's to protect wetlands. Now, the question is, what is a wetland? That is the big issue that has been, going back and forth, the definition of wetland. So how narrow can the government look at calling something a wetland? And I'm going to give you some examples. And I think this is not an easy answer, because I think Denise and I are kind of on the same page when it comes to, we love nature. We love, I believe there's a balancing act. It's all about balancing act. And the question is, what is protected and what isn't? Now, one way to do things before we get into this is you can put it as a nature preserve. You can make something a nature preserve. So a developer, like where we are, is a big development. And there's beautiful open wetland marshlands out in front of where we are. Well, those are protected automatically because they put it in, not the government did, the developer put it in a wetlands area, and then it's designated that. So a lot of times the way the government has the control or the power is, yes, you can develop all this, but you have to set some stuff aside for parks, for fire department, for open space easements, For wetlands,
for
you know.
Green belts.
Green belt. That's a good way to put it, Denise. Yes. Green belts. So next to us is a green belt, not necessarily a wetland. You can call it a green belt. That's the way that the government can protect certain areas from being overdeveloped. And I think that's a great way to do it. But the question is, what is, and it finally came up to the United States Supreme Court, what is designated as a wetlands? Denise, so what is it that now the Supreme Court determines as a wetland, and what occurred before this? And I'm going to tell an example of a property I tried to buy and how the wetlands, in my opinion, was too restrictive, and in my opinion, in that situation, was way too extreme as to the definition. Go ahead.
Well, what the Supreme Court did was narrowed the definition of what is a marsh or bog, and that is protected wetlands.
Right.
And what they said was that narrower test is that it has to be bogs and marshes will only fall under the scope of that 1972 Clean Water Act if only those wetlands with a continuous surface water connection to larger streams, right, lakes, and rivers would get the federal protection.
Yeah, because right, in the case they were saying, well, you know, this leaches
everything's
down into
a
the groundwater,
yeah,
therefore, I mean, all water systems are tied together. So
right,
the case was, well, look, this goes down into the water table, and therefore it goes over into the marsh. Therefore, it's a wetland, and it's regulated. And the people who tried to build the house in Idaho said, you know, that seems like a little overreach to me. And farmers in California who've run into the same thing have said, look, if we pollute the water, we don't grow. We don't make a living. So what you're doing, it seems like a little overreach. And man, has this been going back and forth for
years.
Yeah,
and what the Supreme Court held, too, is wetlands that are, quote, separate from traditional navigable waters cannot be considered part of those waters, and therefore the protection under the wetlands, under the 1972 law.
Right, and this is significant because you have creeks that are not navigable.
Mm-hmm.
You have other kinds like for example in my area where I have what's quote unquote federally protected wetlands. It actually dries up in the summer, so it could have a little dam, and it could go into a little pond or whatever,
right,
but it dries up and goes away. So it's not a continuous surface water.
See, here's the issue, Denise, I think, out there. The issue is this. They take it too extreme, and this is what happens.
It gets pushed
way back.
Right.
Instead of being moderate about things, the government will take it to an extreme and make it so extreme that now the Supreme Court rules it and pushes it too far back. As according to a lot of people, I mean, according to the, I'm going to say the liberal, this is a disaster. Now, let me tell you an example of what I went through. I tried to buy a piece of property, and it was a vacant piece of property. It was about 25 acres. I mean, I was looking at it for certain business development. And it was right in the middle of the business corridor and stuff like that. And there were, and it rains, and there's these puddles that formed in this area when it rained. And the issue was, we didn't buy it because there may have been some problems. They would have claimed, the government was going to try to claim that was part of the wetlands. Now, how do you do? You can do mitigation. So you have to buy mitigation stuff, or you have to come in there with, and
they'll
they'll come in with actual tractors and pick up all that area and move it to a wetlands area and add it. You know, and so take that quote wetland. And I was like, this is ridiculous. This is nothing more than rainwater sitting there because it's not going to be a perfect flat piece of land, but they consider that a possible wetlands, Denise. And that's where I think they went too far. And so this went to the Supreme Court, and now they're pushed back. Way back, right?
It did a cross again between the conservatives and the liberal judges.
Right.
It was a 5-4 decision.
Right.
And
you can't, like we say, we've got to stop calling conservative and liberal judges.
We're
right?
Just calling judges.
Judges.
Because they're not conservative
judges
on every opinion or liberal on every opinion, but you can presume that there are certain property rights or constructionist judges, if you want to call them that, who say Constitution meant this, what we're going to do. Yeah. Other guys who say, well, let's change that. So it's a fascinating thing to watch unfold.
But here's the key. Adjacent means adjoining now.
Yeah.
So, Denise, you're all right. So where does that go? And you know, some areas that dry up that do become streams. I don't know at this point, but I think the way that they're protected is when developments come in, they won't call them, quote, wetlands. But the government will say, oh, sure, you can develop that, but you need open space easements, you need parks, you need
green belts,
yeah. You need to do that. That's the way the government's going to be able to do that.
And by state regulation. California yes. has its own Clean Water Act
right.
that was more strict than the federal, so all of this stuff is not going to play out across
right.
the country.
Each state's yeah. going to be able to determine
this
that.
Was an Idaho case.
So there we go. This is going to be interesting, huh, everybody? This is got everybody reeling about what's going on. But anyway.
I need to correct myself
yeah.
on something. I didn't realize, but actually what happened is that Brett Kavanaugh joined the liberals on this one.
Yeah, I know.
So
I know.
It wasn't a pure, you know, ideology.
Yeah, that's why I don't call liberal, conservative, I don't call any of them that. I'm gonna start changing this system. And I'm going to change it by not calling anyone a conservative or liberal on, and I do that mistake too, Denise, not just you. I call the person an Obama appointee judge.
Right.
I should have not said that. Who cares, you know, who appoints them? Judges, I'm going to assume, are neutral people. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to do that from here on out. Denise, you had one other question.
Just really quickly, Priscilla Presley has settled the battle over Lisa Marie Presley's estate with her granddaughter. And it's settled in a confidential way, and it's settled in a very happy way for their family.
That's awesome.
So I just wanted to say that because that makes me happy.
Yeah. Boy, I talk about a shocker, someone who passed away way too early. That of heart issues.
Well, her dad passed away at 48,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right.
Because
well, that
heart.
Was, yeah.
Drugs and heart, yeah.
Yeah, there was
sad,
yeah.
Stuff, sad stuff. You know what I like
what
about
do you like?
The show at the very end?
Yes.
I like your quick takes. I like to know what your takes are on the stories we've talked about in the last 3 hours. Fred, what is your quick take for today, please?
My quick take is, will you please take care of the goat and sheep herder farmers? Yes, take care of the sheep herders also, but don't make it so onerous on the farmers that they cannot provide their wonderful service. I love our farmers. I love them.
Let them grow. Denise, what is your quick take?
Well, as we learned from first hour, it's important if you're going to trust your loved ones to a limo ride, get the service and repair history of the limo before you book it.
Great idea, Denise.
Good.
Well, thanks for joining us here. This is Frederick Penny and Denise Dirks and our producer, Cal Hunter. Till next week, this is us at Radio Law Talk.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.